The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today.
Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's a new month. Hello, happy July. Yes, it is July 1, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, if you're getting all excited about Apple TV Plus, thinking, ooh, all right, finally a Netflix alternative, think again. Yeah, apparently don't look for a whole bunch of TV shows and that kind of stuff like you see on Netflix. Nah, Apple is going to concentrate on quality, not quantity. This is all according to the Sunday Times. Apple senior vice president over there, yep, Mr. Eddie Q, saying, yeah, they're going the complete opposite direction of what Netflix is doing. Instead of releasing so much content and so much to choose from so it can attract viewers, Eddie Q says Apple won't be creating the most original content for users, but will be creating the best original content for users. Now, of course, he was asked, so what's wrong with Netflix? And he's saying, well, no, there's nothing wrong with Netflix. Their model is fine, but our model, well, it's our model. And we want to be nothing like them. Now, from what we can tell, the company will release new content each month. And the first show that we're hearing about is going to be called The Morning Show. Yeah, can't say I'm blown away by the title either. But hey, they always say, don't judge a book by its cover, so I won't do it. We could do that come fall. Hey, speaking of streaming content and streaming television, got some of those Amazon Fire TVs around the house? You might want to check out a new tab now. It's a new tab highlighting live television. Amazon wants to make it easier for users to find live television, so you can now check out the Live tab. And as Amazon puts it, it's your single destination that brings together all your live sports, news, and channels from select OTT services. You know, apps you got on there, say like PlayStation View, or maybe a Sling TV, you know, these kind of things. Plus, on top of that, if you got an antenna on top of your house, yeah, it'll grab those things too. You'll find the tab in the TV's main navigation menu, and from there, there will be a group of channels that you've recently viewed. Plus, it'll show other lists of channels too, that are probably similar in programming. Now, if you're not seeing the tab yet, don't worry. Apparently, Amazon is slowly rolling it out to users. Should be in full swing by the end of the week. Talk about and finally, we've got Nintendo's retro console out there. We've got a Sega retro console out there. We got a Sony retro console out there. Where the hell is Commodore? Oh, our beloved Commodore 64, where are you? Yes, Retro Games is finally gonna release a full-size retro reboot of the original Commodore 64. Now, I know we got that smaller reboot version from Retro Games last year. This one, however, is gonna look just like it did in the 1980s. Well, almost. You're going to have HDMI out on the thing, and you're going to have an updated joystick featuring 8 buttons. Plus, there's USB connectivity. Gosh knows we didn't have that in the early 80s. Now, some of the games we're going to get pre-installed include California Games, Impossible Mission 1 and 2, Speedball 2, and so many others. Now, you retro geeks out there are probably saying, okay, that's enough. Just tell me how much it is and when can I get it? Well, pre-orders are going to be opening up at least for the UK, starting at £109. And as far as when you can get it, well, just in time for Christmas. Release date is set for December 5th. If you've got a story, no one else is listening, send it to us. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com. Yep, that is our website, of course. Check out everything that's going on to the British Tech Network right over there. Check us out, too, on Facebook, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And we'd love for you to join our BTN community at our Slack room. Come join us today, BritishTech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for tomorrow's Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Monday. Come on, smile. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.